My guest at this time is Ali Reza Jafarzadeh. He is the Deputy Director of the Washington Office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. That's the Iranian Parliament in Exile. He's also the author of The Iran Threat, and he and his organization were the first to warn the West about Iran's most recent nuclear intentions now more than a decade ago. We want to get his reaction to some of the more recent and, to many people, troubling developments that are emerging from the Iran nuclear deal, which is headed for a congressional vote now in just a couple of weeks. And, Ali, thank you very much for being with us.
Sure. Always a pleasure to be on the show, Greg.
The Associated Press reported last week about the apparent terms of a side deal that the administration tried to push back on a little bit, but the Associated Press is staying with the story, and they say that this side deal effectively allows Iran to do its own inspections on one of the sites believed to have been used in the past to help develop nuclear weapons. Fill in some of the details for us and whether that report seems to be accurate based on the information you're hearing.
Well, Greg, the information that we've been receiving from other sources as well was actually pointing to the same facts that appeared in the Associated Press story, which is basically allowing Iran to take its own samples and supposedly under the control of the IAEA, and then eventually turn over those samples to Iran for, you know, for analyzing those samples from a specific site called Parchin, which is a military site that is believed to have been used by Iran a few years ago and perhaps continuing afterwards for high explosive tests, which is only used for building a weapon, a nuclear weapon. The problem is that this is, you know, a strange set of circumstances apply to Iran, because under any standards, you cannot take your own samples. And the you know, the standard of the IA is that they have to be there, they have to be present, they have to make sure that the place was not decontaminated before. They have to look at the other factors in the environment that could affect the sampling. They have to maintain the continuity of ownership over the sample before it's taken to the labs for inspections. And I think, you know, allowing the Iran regime to inspect Parchin and provide the results to the IAEA is like, allowing a murderer to investigate his own murder and provide the victim's DNA to the police. And I think overall, this whole, you know, side agreements that are being secret under the pretext of confidentiality of agreements between the IAEA and the Iran regime is very troubling to many members of Congress, because they haven't seen the actual agreements that the IAEA has made with Iran, and yet they are supposed to vote based on these agreements. The entire nuclear agreement between Iran and the 5+1 is heavily based on the scrutiny and the inspection, or what they call intrusive inspection of Iranian sites, which is going to take place by the IAEA, yet the members of Congress are not allowed to see how the IAEA is actually going to do that so that they can really have an accurate vote cast on that. And doesn't seem that that issue is going to be resolved before the members of Congress are going to vote.
Ali, who is responsible for allowing this to move forward? Is it the IAEA, since they apparently negotiated the side deal? Is it the United States, because they certainly became aware of this side deal at some point, it would seem? So who's responsible for allowing Iran to police itself in this way?
Well, I think many members of Congress believe that even though apparently this is a side agreement between the IAEA and Iran, but the overall circumstances that has led to these side deals was really worked out between the P5+1 and Iran, you know, namely the United States. And they have one of the key aspects of the agreement is how the agreement resolves the 12 outstanding questions remains about the nature of the nuclear program of Iran, because what they call PMD, or possible military dimensions of the Iran regime, which has been lingering for over a decade, that shows, at least in 12 different cases, that Iran was actually building a nuclear bomb. And Iran, of course, the Iran regime denies it. And those issues need to be resolved before you can really move forward. But the way joint plan of agreement between the 5+1 and Iran is crafted is that they are basically trying to push aside and put aside and put an end to the PMD questions, and then rely on the way forward, what they call, you know, in the future. But many members of Congress are troubled, because if you don't know exactly what Iran did in building the bomb before, and you're not going to resolve it in a satisfactory way, how can you be sure that Iran is going to be truthful for the future? If they continue to hide what they had hidden before, then that's a clear indication that they still have the same objective, which is building the bomb. And based on our information that we're getting from inside the regime, despite all the negotiations and talks between Iran and the 5+1, and the JCPOA, Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, as far as Tehran is concerned, they have not changed their agenda, which is building the bomb. The Supreme Leader continues to seek, building the nuclear bomb. And unfortunately, the JCPOA, the agreement, leaves all pathways to the bomb open, pretty much open, even though it may actually delay it. But it doesn't totally block it. And that's where Congress has a major problem with.
Ali, we've talked certainly about the administration's mindset going into these talks. What about the United Nations? Obviously, it cleared the Security Council in the days following the agreement being announced quite easily. But in addition to the IAEA effectively needing to kowtow to Iran's demands here, there's also reports that if some of the details of these side deals leaked out, that IAEA officials were being threatened with physical harm by the Iranians. So where is the United Nations self-respect here, if there's any left?
I know there are a lot of members of Congress who are really troubled by this whole agreement, the way things have been worked out, and they feel that the kind of firmness and decisiveness that is required by the IAEA as really the only agency, international agency, that is overseeing the whole operation of the nuclear program of Iran, that this is not the way it should be, and they're too soft. The kind of time frame that are set for resolving these issues are just too short. You know, by December 15, the IAEA will have to make a declaration about the 12 outstanding questions that have been sitting there for at least 4 or 5 years in the past few years, and they haven't been resolved. Access has not been provided to the IAEA, to the proper places, or the nuclear experts or the documents. And it's not clear how that is going to be resolved by December 15. So this whole arrangement between the IAEA and Iran is under a big question mark. Of course, we don't know all the details, so we cannot definitively judge that. But based on these reports, based on what we hear from the Iranian side, a lot of members of Congress are really troubled by the way this issue has been handled by the IAEA.
Well, a lot of them need to be troubled for the deal to be stopped by the U.S. Congress. They need 2/3 to be able to override a presidential veto. The first round of votes will be coming here in a couple of weeks, and we'll see what happens then. Ali Reza, thank you very much for your time, as always.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Always a good pleasure to be on the show, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Ali Reza Jafarzadeh is the Deputy Director of the Washington Office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. He is also the author of The Iran Threat, and he and his organization were the first ones to warn the West about Iran's current nuclear intentions back in the early part of last decade. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.